Welcome to Machine Embroidery with Kimberbell, where we share helpful tips, introduce exciting new products, and celebrate all things machine embroidery. I'm your host, Kim Christofferson, and I can't wait for you to experience the joy of creativity with us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to What's New Wednesday at Kimberbell. How are you doing today? My name is Kim Christofferson, and I am here with you on this Wednesday morning, April 10th, 2024. If you are listening to this on the podcast, you are listening to Machine Embroidery with Kimberbell. You know the drill. But if you're watching this on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube, you are watching What's New Wednesday. And we have some fun things to talk about today, including some fun giveaways too. So let's go ahead and get started. Who do I have joining me this morning? It looks like Lisa from Florida and Jennifer from Mid-Michigan, Sue from Middle Tennessee, and hello to Sarah from Kansas. Hi, Linda from Omaha, and Virginia from Tullahoma, Tennessee. Tullahoma, I like that. Hi, Edie from Michigan and Cheryl from North Platte, Nebraska. Hi, Lisa from Northern California and Ken from Anacortes, Washington. Good morning, Marianne from Colorado and Reen from Maryland. Good morning, Sherry from Bellingham and Patricia from the Adirondacks, Sybil from Oklahoma, and Tina from East Texas, and the list goes on. Oh my goodness. Okay. Lots of fun stuff to talk about today. Just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So we're going to cover it all today, including a big oops that I did this week. Can't wait to share that experience with you. So let's go ahead and get started, shall we? Let's do a little bit of sew and tell with Kimberbell, first of all, and then we'll go from there. All righty, there's a few things I wanted to focus on today that you are making. So fun. Hey, you guys are having a fantastic time at the Day at the Spa event. Oh my gosh, this has been so much fun to watch and to see you guys making the projects, having a great time. Don't take it from us that it's a great event. Take it from your fellow Kimberbellas and fellas that it is an amazing event. It's one of people's favorite events ever done. Treat yourself to a day at the spa like these ladies did. Let's take a look at what they said. Susan, she says, not perfect, but for my first try on a rope pull, I am loving the look, colors, and the educational experience I got from the day at the spa class. It was so much fun. Thank you, Susan, for that endorsement. It looks fantastic. Who else did it? Sherry, she says, I took a day at the spa virtual event and the project's designs are fabulous. If you haven't signed up yet, don't wait. These will make such beautiful gifts. And yes, they do indeed, don't they, Sherry? With Mother's Day coming around the corner, this would be a perfect Mother's Day gift, wouldn't it? Tammy says, absolutely loved my day at the spa. You really hit this out of the park, Kimberbell. Oh, Tammy, you are so kind. I will pass that on to the team. Thank you so much. And your projects look great. Patricia also loved her day at the spa event. The projects are awesome. And here's one from Lynn. She says she loved the class and for once finished all the projects. Yes. She says, definitely a first for me. We'll now try a new bowl as it is truly was fun. You all made me feel so confident. Thank you so much for the class. Oh, I'm glad to hear you had such a great experience, Lynn. And finally, this one comes from Cindy. She says, I was kind of nervous about making the rope bowl, so I took a day at the spa event to have someone hold my hand through the process. Turns out that it actually really is easy. Thank you, Kimberbell, for your wonderful design and development team. Once again, Kimberbell has hit it out of the park. If you have a chance to take this event, you should. She says, FYI, I should have followed Kimberbell's label suggestion to just relax. Yeah, as you can see, the little leather tag on that bowl says, just relax. Cindy, I believe in you. I knew you could do that ball the whole time, right? But I'm glad you had that great experience at your shop to be able to learn it. And now I'm sure the roll balls are going to be coming in from you, Cindy. I'm waiting for them. I want to see them posted. People are having a fantastic time. It's a very giftable event. And the projects truly are amazing, you know, seeing it all come together. So keep posting those pictures over the at Kimberbellas and Fellas and your testimonials. We love it all. We love to see it. And it's not too late to join a Day at the Spa event. We'll put a link here to find out more information about it and about shops who are hosting it, either in their stores or virtually. You have options, which is great news, right? Another thing people are getting really excited about. Let's take a look. Yes, it is the Quilting Through the Seasons. Debbie says, having a great time with this Quilting Through the Seasons project. Debbie, that looks fantastic. It looks like you started with spring. Pretty soon you're going to be moving on to summer with those darling strawberries and lemons all over that quilt. It really is an experience that you can have all year long. Just make the base that one time, and then as the seasons come, that's when you add in a little bit of this and that. So don't feel overwhelmed by it, my friends. Just take it one season at a time, and you've got entertainment galore for a long time. If you want to spread it out, it would be over a year. If you didn't want to spread it out, then you know, you could have it done in a few weeks. Pretty cool. My friend Rhonda out there, boy, girl, you are on fire with these. She says, moving along with the Quilting Through the Seasons. I loved this picture because, well, the bike. Look at the bike, especially the bike here. She says, all the bicycle flowers finished. And this is a great representation of what happens with the bike in Quilting Through the Seasons. Notice the little basket of flowers that she's got there. And those are the florals for spring. But then pretty soon summer comes along, right? And you want to fill those. Oh, there's the spring. You want to fill those baskets with strawberries. So now you fill them with little stitched strawberries. And then fall comes along and you got to put them in with some fall leaves. And then pretty soon snowflakes for winter. That's how cool Quilting Through the Seasons is that you're making that bike just the one time, but you're swapping out the little this and that, I like to call them, for the different seasons, which makes it really fun, right? This one also is from Rhonda. She already did her little spring quilt that goes on top of Quilting Through the Seasons. And that switches out with just some really simple buttonholes that were also done on your embroidery machine. I'm telling you, if you haven't tried this yet, now is the time to do it and to just start, right? And in making that base quilt, you're going to have so much fun. And yes, and then finally again, Rhonda says she's in love with ladder quilts. And doesn't that look good right there on the ladder? But it also would look great on a wall, a door, a hallway. Lots of possibilities. And if you watched Inside the Hoop a few weeks ago, we also, Deanna, Ginger, and I took blocks from Quilting Through the Seasons and made brand new projects with it, which is really fun too. Lots of possibilities, my friends. Check it out when you get a chance. Okay, and finally, I loved this one because of its endorsement of clear blue tiles and how versatile it is on any project. It doesn't have to be a Kimberbell project. Look at this. This one comes from Paula. She says, clear blue tiles. I wanted some additional practice using my clear blue tiles, so I stitched together some 5-inch blocks and used CBT. Clear blue tiles to quilt them. I turned the quilting blocks into a cute little tote bag. It turned out perfectly. I love it and the clear blue tiles. They are so easy to use. I highly recommend them. Paula, thank you for sharing that. Let's take a closer look at those quilt blocks. I love the fact that you used 5-inch squares on that cute tote. And I mean, come on, look at those floral fabrics, right? Very, very nicely done. And with that swirl all over design, it truly means that no matter what the project that needs to be quilted, whether it be a quilt or a purse like she did, it can be done with clear blue tiles and it just looks so pretty. All right. Okay. So that is sew and tell. I'm going to do a little bit of sew and tell just so that we can, you know, chuckle together on actually something I did this week. Are you ready for it? This is what I would call Kim's oops of the week. Yeah. So I figure if I can't share this with all my Kimberbellas and fellow friends out there, then who can appreciate this, you know? So we have a new quilt coming out. We'll talk about it later, much down the road, because it's not out for a little bit longer, a couple months. And that is the Pumpkins and Potions quilt. And I thought, okay, I want to make this myself, right, for my home. And I want to, you know, make sure that, you know, test out the final stage of instructions and see for myself how cool this quilt is. Because certainly, man, if I can like make things myself, I can shout it from the rooftops how amazing it truly is, right? And this is no exception. Pumpkins and Potions is absolutely phenomenal. You're going to love it. But again, don't think about it quite yet. It's down the road. So anyway, there's this really cool gingham block in Pumpkins and Potions. And the gingham block is made all in the hoop, which is super cool, right? I never have to take this to my sewing machine. And so let me show you what the gingham block ends up looking like. Okay, how cool is that, right? Da, 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 da. And those strips are all done on the embroidery machine, like I said. So I did the first part where I had to, you know, do the strips. Again, this is done on the embroidery machine, never at a sewing machine. So that means I got perfect quarter inches, which is pretty awesome, right? And I cut my strips down, and now I am ready to take it to part B where I embroider these together. Okay, all in the hoop. So you probably know what I'm going to say, right? You probably realize that Kim is somehow missing a strip, and you would be right. I was supposed to have 6 strips in the end. In fact, now I'm missing another one here. Okay, I was supposed to have 6 strips in the end. I could only find 5. So I'm rattling my brain. Tell me this has happened to you guys. I'm going, what did I do with the other strip? And then I start questioning all my life choices in the last half an hour and going, well, maybe I didn't make enough strips. Did I not make enough strips? Maybe the directions are wrong. The directions are probably wrong, because no way would I lose a strip. I mean, I probably only made 5 strips and I should have made 6, right? Yeah, you know where this is going. So I'm going through trash cans. I have two trash cans in my sewing room, one over by the cutting table, one by the machine. I'm digging through the trash cans thinking, for sure, I must have tossed one of the strips, right? Tina says, you're describing my life. Thank you, Tina. I'm not alone in this, all right? Oh, no, it wasn't on the floor either, Doris. No, it wasn't on the floor. I looked in the trash cans. I looked on the floor. I looked in the directions to see if maybe I put them in one of the pages. I looked to make sure the directions were right, because like I said, maybe the directions were wrong and I really didn't make enough. So finally, my sewing room for an hour, because heaven forbid I should make another strip. No, I'm going to find the strip that I had. Tony, she sewed the two together, kind of, sort of. I actually looked at all my strips that I had already sewn to make sure I hadn't doubled the strips. Yeah, you got it. So finally, I'm like, I have had it. And I take that pile of blocks and I start just going through them. Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Betty says, stuck on your pants. You guys, there's the strip. That was an oh duh moment. And there's no way I'm getting that strip back. Because you know what? I already quilted it. And if I tried to take that strip out, then I would undo the quilting. Forget about it. Okay. I'm having to redo it. I'm not redoing that block. In fact, every time I look at that block, I'm going to smile thinking when it's in the quilt, I'm going to go, I know what's behind you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know what you're hiding back there. So yeah, there we go. There's Kim's oops story of the week. Please tell me you have many oops stories in your sewing room. I'd love to hear so I don't feel so alone, right? So I will make the darn little strip again, and then I'll put my second block together because there's two gingham blocks in this quilt. But I will always know what's truly behind the one block in the finished quilt when it's done. All right, carry on. Thank you, guys. You are very understanding. Crafter's Little Secrets, Lisa says. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rosita says, looks like something I would do. Yeah. Lesson learned. Just make sure that when you go to quilt all this and everything, you don't have anything underneath. All right. The only other funny thing is, yes, if it would have been like sewn to my bum or something, I don't know. But there it was. All righty. Yeah. Sometimes, Judy, that is so true. She says, sometimes my projects go into timeout unnecessarily, but because of her goof up. Yeah. Yeah, it certainly was. And I know it happens to all of us, right? All right, guys, thanks for indulging me in my oops story there. Let's talk about new background quilting. See, we're changing things right after another background quilting. New one this week. It's so cute. This is an orange design, which means it's a block by block design, and it's for travel in a different kind of way. Look at the hot air balloons. How cute is that? Hot air balloons right there, my friends. That is an orange design, which means it works perfect for block by block quilting. You wouldn't use this design with clear blue tiles. You use it only for the block by block method because it has travel lines around the outside edge. Okay. But those travel lines are then sewn into the seam, which is why we love block by block quilting so much, right? So that is brand new on the website this morning. Take a look when you get a chance. Can you see projects with something like that? Travel projects, summer projects, baby quilts. I think hot air balloons are darling. That is a great design for all of that stuff and more, I'm sure that you'll think of. So that is brand new quilting. Brand new in the vault as of yesterday is this. Look how cute that is. Anyone have that from years ago? It's now in the Kimberbell vault as an instant download. It's called Pennants and Banners Summer Lovin'. And look at that. You get the Summer Lovin' with the watermelon. You get the ice cream cone. You have a little firework there. And then you have a one that says Fireworks, Family, and Fun banner. So cute. They come in five sizes. All those designs come in five sizes. So if you have a 4x4 hoop, you can do it. 5x7, 6x10, 8x12, and finally 9x14. You can hang them up as a single pennant. You could attach like a cute little one to a gift or such. Or you can string them along as a banner. That'd be so cute for this summer, right? Summer lovin'. Look how darling this one is. We even used applique glitter sheets for the top of that ice cream cone there in the middle. I think that's adorable. Okay, here's another look. This is the smaller size here. I think that was the 4x4 size that we used on that banner. Just a little something cute, right? And it's an instant download in the Kimberbell Vault. We'll put a link in the notes. There you have it. Summer loving. All right. You know, if you don't want to do just the banner or the pennant itself, which is all done in the hoop, those appliques would be so cute just on their own, right? Put it on a tea towel and such. All right. There you have it. Summer loving. Okay. What's next? In case you missed last week's What's New Wednesday, I have a little reel to show you. This is about the brand new One Hoop Wonders, as well as the new large-scale background quilting designs that are now available at Kimberbell. We're very excited about that. We're going to talk a little bit more about that today. But let's see what I mentioned about that large-scale quilting on last week's episode of What's New Wednesday. We're introducing a brand new category that we're simply calling large-scale background quilting designs that are now available at Kimberbell. The designs are quicker stitch out time, spread a little bit more apart. It truly looks like you took it to a long arm quilter, but you did it on your embroidery machine. That is good news for all of us machine embroiderers, because now at any given time we can go, oh yeah, I need a design for that. Let me look in my Kimberbell library. Now with the use of clear blue tiles, it's gonna look seamless. You're not gonna be able to see where one part of the design started and one part ended. All right, who is excited about the new larger scale background quilting designs? It's really, I love it because it truly feels like you took it to a long arm machine, right? Sherry says, I'm working on my first one now and I just love it. I can't wait to finish. Yeah, they're fun and they're fast. And so right now, you know, for the years that we've been doing background quilting, it's awesome. We love them. And I still use them nearly every day that I'm working on a project. But those are a little bit smaller in scale. Large scale designs are just less dense, right? They're larger in scale. And so I wanted to share with you, let me remind you that we have a bundle, the brand new bundle of large scale quilting designs that do work perfectly with the new One Hoop Wonders book too, if you're looking for that. But really, beyond the book of One Hoop Wonders, large scale quilting designs are awesome. And they're stitched on a navy blue fabric, so that when you go to look at designs at Kimberbell, you can go, oh, navy blue, that means large scale. Here's the bundle, and it is a savings of 25% off right now. Introductory pricing. So you can see over there in the left-hand corner, we've got some arrows. We've got some rainbows and clouds, some citrus, some fall pumpkins and leaves, and then a Christmas one that is to die for in person, you guys. This Christmas one is absolutely gorgeous. It's with the trees and the poinsettias and stuff. Oh, here's a picture of that one being done. Here's one of the quilts that we did it with. So yeah, those large scale quilting designs are awesome and people are loving them already. There will be more, so don't worry about that. And the good news about large scale quilting designs is that even if you have a smaller hoop, as long as your hoop can fit a 4x4 tile in it or larger, you can use large scale quilting designs, all right? Large scale quilting designs are anything from a 4x4 tile and higher, all right? If you have, the only tiles it doesn't work with is a 2x2 or a 2x4 or a 2x6. If it's a 2-inch width, it's not going to work. That's more for a smaller scale, right? Makes sense. So Large-scale quilting designs, basically 98% of you probably can do, 99% of you will be able to do it. Well, yeah, yeah, you'll be able to do it. So it's pretty cool. Let me show you some examples, again, of the large-scale quilting designs. We've got this swirl design here that we used a large scale swirl. So you can see the difference that this makes to have the ability to do large scale quilting designs. This particular one is not available as a download. It is actually part of the brand new One Hoop Wonders book. All right. So that's like a bonus in that book, is to be able to get that large scale quilting design for the swirl, which is awesome because, as you can see, a swirl can be used for any season or reason, right? So that is very versatile. But some of the other ones I just wanted to quickly remind you of or show you is that in that bundle that you can save 25% off right now, you can get, like, this is another favorite right here, the large scale citrus design. Do you see some oranges and some leaves and some lemons? And we did that on this project that came from One Hoop Wonders. That is part of that quilting bundle download. And by the way, yes, you can save 25% on the bundle, but if you want to pick and choose individual designs for large scale quilting, you can do that too. Okay. There are options to do just single downloads of those. And then this one, this is the rainbow design that came from One Hoop Wonders. But again, this can be used beyond One Hoop Wonders. It's just large scale quilting. You put it into your Kimberbell library and now you have it for anything. So we've got rainbows all over the place and clouds. Let me show you the back. That's sometimes a little easier to see. And you can see that it's a large scale quilting design. Kind of fun, right? Let me show you a few more images I've got here. Yeah, there's the citrus. So, so sweet. And here's the pumpkin one. Now I'm showing these on the One Hoop Wonders, but don't forget, these go way beyond One Hoop Wonders. Now that you have them in your library, in your toolbox, your quilting toolbox, so to speak, I can't wait to see what else you use these large scale quilting designs on. Now, brand new this week. It's now in shops all over the world, are the new Clear Blue Tiles Expansion Set 2. So I wanted to just take a few minutes to talk about the differences and why you'd want one or the other, all of them. Ooh, do you see how large that package is? Yes, Expansion Set 2 is for larger hoops. Now we heard you, right? We knew that the Expansion Set 1 could still do larger size hoops, but not the largest hoops that are out on the market. Well, now you can do that with Expansion Set 2. So let me quickly do a rundown and overview, because someone's going to win their choice of Clear Blue Tiles today. But if you have not jumped onto doing background quilting on your home embroidery machine very quickly and easily with the use of Clear Blue Tiles, here's your sign, right? This is the essential set. This is the main set and it's essential. This has the full color step-by-step instructions in it, right? And it has a whole lot of tiles. It has a USB stick with even more designs that you're seeing there that are perfect for the different seasons. And literally it is three steps. You place your tile down, you mark your tile, whoop, and then you quilt your project, all right? And it's been so fun to see your experience with this. So there is the essential set. It's Awesome. And this is something you want to start with. It's like your base, right? You start with this. And then if you have larger size hoops, you get expansions, optional expansion sets. This one will take you up to a 6x10 hoop. All right. But I'm telling you, even if you have the larger hoops, you still want the smaller tiles too for doing like more custom like quilting or filling in areas and such. And like I said, it has all the designs and everything in it. Okay. So that is the essentials. And then we also had the expansion set. This is the original expansion set. I'll call it expansion set one. Okay. Since we have now two. So this is expansion set one. And this just had larger tiles in it, right? And this would go up to a 9x14 hoop. Okay. I think the biggest tile in this is an 8x14. Yeah. So this would take you right up to that 9x14 size hoop, right? Expansion set one. But then if you have a larger hoop than that 9x14, this, my friends, is what you want. It's the brand new expansion set two. It's got seven additional tiles, and these are the tile sizes: a 10x10, 10x12, 10x14, 10x16, 4x16, 6x16, and 8x16. If that applies to you, you're going to love the fact that you can get your projects done faster on your larger hoop, less hoopings, right? Larger hoop means less hoopings. And you can do that with expansion set two. Now, the only designs at Kimberbell that will work with expansion set two are the navy blue, all right? Because the smaller scale designs don't go up to this size. The smaller scale designs cover this, right? The larger navy blue designs cover all three, as long as it's a 4x4 tile or higher. I hope that makes sense. All right. So we have a blog post. If someone from Kimberbell wants to put in that blog post that Jenny recently did on, you know, describing a little bit more about the differences between the tiles, that's a really great read as well. But just simply put, the large scale quilting designs on the brand new navy blue fabric work fantastic with all three. Okay. With all three sets. And we're really excited about it. I mean, look at this tile. Woo! Very, very excited. This is a 10x16. So pretty exciting. Now let me go ahead and show you another little video, that we put together to reemphasize what you get in the expansion set two. Let's take a look. Okay, so someone asked if I could name some of the top of the line machines that would use these tiles, and I hate to even go there because I know I'm going to miss a brand. So I will tell you though, I own a Solaris. It works on the Solaris. That's all I know. But I mean, we have every brand of machine that's out there.
in our Kimberbell lab. And if it is a top of the line machine that has a hoop larger than a 9x14, then it's going to work with expansion set 2. All right. Oh, good. Someone from Kimberbell put in the link to the blog post. So that's fantastic. Thank you. To help with that. So we're very excited. All right. Now, we'll talk about this giveaway because someone's going to win their choice of which set they would like, whether it's essential set, you're just starting out, you're like, I want that essentials, or expansion set 1 or expansion set 2. We're going to give that away, but we're also going to give away something else. And it has to do with, this is kind of like a 2-part giveaway, and I'll tell you why. Okay. You know, we have this show called Inside the Hoop. It's with myself, Deanna, Ginger, every Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. You can find this show, right? And every week it's different. Sometimes we'll have interviews. Sometimes we'll do how-to tutorials. Sometimes we'll go on field trips. This week, which is tomorrow, okay, this is my little plug for Inside the Hoop because it has to do with the giveaway, yes. Tomorrow, join Ginger, Deanna, and myself for Inside the Hoop, where we take a little field trip to our local fabric store, our local quilt shop, and we go on a fabric shopping spree. I'm telling you, we had fun. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You know what it's like to go fabric shopping. Now go fabric shopping with two of your besties. Oh my gosh, we had a blast, okay? And we went fabric shopping with this book in mind, okay? And we worked on a quilt together, and then we each chose a different quilt that we wanted to have fabric for, right? Get a whole bunch of back quarters and such to make these quilts. So you're going to see some footage tomorrow on that shopping trip. Okay. So Andrew, he filmed it and he edited it. And I'm telling you, I was a little nervous because I thought, boy, I'm sure you got a lot of good footage there because we were kind of crazy in the fabric store. And so then he put it all together and I saw it and I was like, okay, it's a little more tame. So that's good. But I think you're going to have fun watching it. And not just the fact that we're shopping for fabric, but you're actually going to learn some things about shopping for fabric, right? Some different thoughts, ideas and thoughts on how to choose fabrics and how to choose fabrics that, you know, work well together, even if they're outside of a fabric line. So mixing and matching and stuff. So we go all around this store and we shop for fabric, right? And it's kind of fun. And I think you're going to learn something along the way too, which is the hope, right? That you learn like some ideas on, oh, okay, I remember they said this about choosing fabrics and how to mix and match and put this stuff together. So I hope you'll join us for that. In fact, I grabbed a few screenshots from the video to show you. Let's see if I can find those. Oh, yeah, here. Okay, so here we are at the beginning. Oh, yeah, don't you love a good screen capture there? My mouth is wide open. Okay, so here we are at our local quilt shop, ready to do a little bit of damage, right? And here we're sitting in one of their rooms that they have. It's a darling room that they have for visiting and such. It's full of yarns and fabrics and you name it. Total inspiration there. And we're talking about how to choose fabrics. Lots of inspiration, you guys. You're going to love this little shopping trip we did. And then now you can see that we're looking for just the right fabrics, but we're going to do something that I like to call line jumping.
where you don't stick with a fabric line. You go from one fabric line to the next, and we've got some ideas to share with you on that. And boy, I can't wait for you to see that. So mark your calendars for tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. If you can't make it live, we understand, because it's recorded and it will always be available to watch. But this is a two-part giveaway today, okay? So today's giveaway for What's New Wednesday is all about clear blue tiles, and someone's going to win that. Tomorrow's giveaway has to do with that shopping trip, that fabric shopping trip that we had. And tomorrow you're going to have to answer a different question to be able to enter that. And four people total are going to win. So today, all you need to do is chime in the comments on, let me see the question. Oh, which on What's New Wednesday, right here where this video is, which clear blue tile set would you like to have? That's today's question, okay? Would you like to have, if you haven't gotten it yet, would you like to have the essential set? Would you like to have expansion set one? Or would you like to have expansion set two? We're going to give two of these away next week on What's New Wednesday. So you have a few days to enter. Just chime in the comments right now on What's New Wednesday, whenever you're watching this, maybe you're watching it tonight, chime in and say, I would love, tell me which set you want. Okay. We're going to send that to two lucky people. Jackie says, expansion set, please. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Lots of people loving the expansion set too. That's awesome. All right. And hey, you know what? If you already have all the sets, your best friend out there wouldn't mind if you won, right? They would love a clear blue tile set. So right here, right now, for today's giveaway, this is all about clear blue tiles. Since we introduced clear blue tiles expansion set two today, that's the giveaway. Okay, so let us know between now and next week, because on next week's What's New Wednesday, I'm going to announce all the winners. Tune in. This is the second part of the giveaway. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, same place that you're probably watching this right now, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Tune in, because tomorrow we're taking you on a shopping spree with Deanna, myself, and Ginger. You're going to learn something new. Yes. But you can also win a dozen fat quarters of fabrics that we chose that day, okay? And a Kimberbell tote, okay? We're going to throw in a Kimberbell tote in there. You know what? We'll throw in a Kimberbell tote for today's giveaway too. If you win clear blue tiles, you're also going to get a Kimberbell tote. How's that? So tomorrow you can win fabric by watching Inside the Hoop tomorrow. And again, that giveaway will be open for a few days because we want people who can't catch it at 10 a.m. Mountain Time live, right? If you can't catch it then we want you to still be able to enter tomorrow. But you'll make that post tomorrow, and the question you'll be answering, I'll just tell you what it is right now, but you don't answer it today. That's not part of today's giveaway. Answer it tomorrow on Inside the Hoop. You're going to be telling us which fabric bundle that you like. I'm not going to tell you which ones we chose because, you know, I want you to watch. So let us know in tomorrow's comments, and we'll add this to the video tomorrow too to remind you. But in tomorrow's comments on Inside the Hoop, you're going to tell us, do you want Deanna's fabric bundle? Do you want Kim's fabric bundle? Do you want Ginger's fabric bundle? No matter which bundle you choose, you can't go wrong. They all turned out so pretty, so, so pretty. And then we'll make sure and, you know, put something together really cute for you and send it your way, along with a Kimberbell tote. So two more people will win tomorrow. So next week's What's New Wednesday, four winners will be announced. Two from today with clear blue tiles, two from tomorrow on Inside the Hoop of fabric that we chose on our little shopping spree.
Who's excited?
Who's excited? I'm excited for you to watch Inside the Hoop. If you haven't had a chance to watch yet, it's never too late. Those shows are always available for you to take a look at. And I feel like we try really hard to learn, to have you learn something new, or to inspire you, or to give you some fun ideas and stuff like that. Oh, by the way, you're not only going to learn about choosing fabrics and having fun fabric shopping with us, but we're also going to give you an idea for making your own board, quilt. Oh my gosh, what's the word I'm looking for? A board for your room so that you can like place your blocks. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow too. We'll show you a quick and easy way to do that. All right. I think that's it for today, with the exception of one more quick announcement, which I'm really excited to tell you about. And that is Kimber Bell Day. Debbie, thank you. Design Wall. You know, if you've ever had to do something live and you have like what you might call a brain fart, that's what I just had. Whoop. Design wall. Yes, we'll show you how to make a design wall. All right. Tomorrow, or my announcement is this. Let me pull this up real quick. And that is just this reminder. I know many of you already know it, but let this be your reminder that Kimber Bell Day is coming up July 27th. I know it seems like so far out there, but it's going to be here before you know it. And if you joined us for Kimber Bell Day last year, you know how much fun that inaugural day was, right? This year, it's always held on the last Saturday of the month. It is an official holiday, an official registered holiday. Can you believe it? And the last Saturday of July is July 27th. More details are coming in May, but we want you to join us. And this year we're doing it as a half day, but we are packing that half day with so much fun, you guys. I've been in on these meetings with this team who is putting together Kimber Bell Day, and you are not going to want to miss it. There will also be a free design involved like we did last year, but this one's different and I think you're going to love it. Join us for Kimber Bell Day. Again, mark those calendars, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. So think about where that is in your neck of the woods. You could be joining us from a shop or you can be joining us from home. Either way, we want you to be part of it, and it is going to be a whole lot of fun. We found ways to make it easier to log on. If you had problems last year logging on, no problems this year. We worked out the kinks, so to speak, right? So join us July 27th for that. And I'm going to be reminding you all the time now for that, because we want as many of you there as possible. There's going to be tons of giveaways. As you know, last year we gave away 3 machines, if I remember right. So there's a lot of cool stuff that's going to be happening that day. You're going to learn about brand new stuff that's like brand spanking new coming out. There's going to be some fun tutorials. There's free stuff, you name it, a lot of fun on Kimber Bell Day. It is a day to celebrate. And like I said, it is now a registered holiday, so we want you to be part of it, July 27th. All right, guys, I think that's all for today. Did we cover enough ground? I think so. Whew. Thanks for being with me today. As always, I so appreciate it. We appreciate all of your support here at Kimber Bell. And thank you for your time. Don't forget, today's giveaway, clear blue tiles. Just let us know which one you want. That's as easy as it comes, right? And then 2 people will win. And then tomorrow, join us for Inside the Hoop, where we're going to take you on a shopping spree in our local quilt shop. And we're going to talk about that design wall. Yes, making your own design wall for your home. And also how to choose fabrics. And 2 more people are going to win a whole lot of fabric and a tote. So join us tomorrow for that. All right, everyone. Until then, keep doing what you love and keep experiencing the joy of creativity. Bye.
Thanks for listening today. We'd love for you to subscribe at any of your favorite podcast platforms. Hey, and while you're there, we'd love for you to rate the show and leave a review. And don't forget to share the podcast. You can find us at Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and of course, KimberBell.com.